This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the Word for the Night podcast, episode 11 in the ongoing series where I make my girlfriend watch something and we hear her thoughts on it. This time was a little bit different. We've been doing this thing where you can go to the Movie Mavericks podcast Instagram page, which you've set up and curated.
Yes.
Yeah, head nods are not going to work on podcasts, but thank you for trying. And I appreciate that. I really do, because I have no patience for social media. And you've done a great job on that, but you can vote on the weekends of what we're going to watch on our Win for the Night podcast, and you are going to pick next week's, right?
Yes.
So between Friday and Sunday, you can go to the story on the Movie Mavericks podcast Instagram page. I'm really plugging this thing. And you can vote on what we are going to watch. But getting back to what you guys voted for last week, Con Air versus Casino Royale, close voting, right?
I mean, sure.
It was within 5 or 6 votes?
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't consider that close.
I would, actually. We had a large number of you voted. We appreciate that. More of you should vote and let us know what you guys think of these podcasts out there. But we watched Con Air in the end. I can't say I was upset. I like both Casino Royale and Con Air. And I was really glad we watched this. You've never seen this movie somehow, even though it's playing on TV quite literally all the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. You stepped into my trap. Welcome. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something, young lady. I literally wrote in my notes here, because you know, I do notes for these because I'm so anal about these kind of things. This is such a well-produced podcast. You say that you see every movie that I bring up that we should watch that you don't want to watch. You say, I've seen that movie, or I mean, I've seen parts of it. And then it turns out you haven't seen any of it. You thought it was something else. Oh, I mistook that for this movie. And there's always some roundabout.
No, that's only happened a couple times.
Just in the sake of this podcast not being 2 hours, I'll politely disagree with you on that one, and we'll move on. I mean, you really threw me off there. But we watched this off, I recorded that shows my age on a VHS tape. We DVR'd this off of TNT, and I was telling you as we watched this that something was off. And what I realized is that TNT had a 2-hour block set up, and they had commercial breaks and whatnot, and they were playing the movie at 1.5 speed. I'm dead positive of it. Even though, and as I'm telling you this, I said, I bet you if I could show you a different version of it, I turn on TBS, and it's literally on TV at any given fucking moment because it was playing on TBS, and I could record it. And then I thought I was going to be slick and show you the two scenes side by side, and they were the exact same.
Yes. So maybe that's just a TV cut then. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but maybe, I'm telling you, they're speeding it up on TNT because in the TBS block there was 2.5 hours, so they made more room for the commercials. But regardless, what did you think of the flick?
It was okay. I liked it. It was entertaining.
I love the surprise in the voice, though. You know what I mean? There's a hint of surprise.
I mean,
I feel like some condescension, a little bit of condescending is going on in there.
I was surprised a little bit, but I was excited about the actors, so. That part I wasn't.
Yeah, because it's such an acting masterpiece. No, this is what you told me as we were watching it. Oh, I'm so glad I get to see. I want to remind you of this because it really made my inner heart smile. You said, I'm so glad I get to see this because there's a lot of memes from this movie. That's what you told me. So now you're clued into these Instagram memes. You're welcome. Oh, no. You're welcome. You really did say that to me.
Just said that.
I really did. And I also gotta say, I think you may have, I'm gonna give you a minute over there. Okay? Did I just literally just drop the mic on the podcast?
Oh, man.
I threw it over my shoulder, yes, and I'm walking out the door. Thank you. I put down the hammer. Compose yourself.
Okay, go on.
I think a lot of the reason you may have liked this so much is that we've spent the majority of the last 2 weeks in our free time, which hasn't been much, but, you know, 40 minutes here, an hour there at night, watching 5 Sharknado movies. For some reason, you and I have been on some sort of weird Sharknado twist, and we may even do a separate podcast just on that, but I think that the shit awfulness, the general fucking awfulness of what we've been watching made Con Air and its professional craftsmanship so appealing to us because it wasn't some sci-fi terribleness, right?
No, I don't think so. I actually really did like the movie. I was disappointed in John Cusack, though.
Oh, he let you down, yeah. Did he? Mm-hmm. Why would that be? I'm so curious. This is the point where this is where our podcast always goes left, and I start getting a little nervous when you start throwing out these things. I'm just waiting for the next skeleton to come out of that mouth.
He was too serious, you know.
It's Con Air.
I know, it's John Cusack. They always put him in the same role, that dry, you know.
He's totally miscast in this movie. I don't know why he's in this movie at all.
It's not right.
It seems like he had a deal with Disney, and to get Gross Point Blank made, I bet you he had to agree to do something else, and this was that type of situation. Because, I mean, the odd thing is when I mentioned this movie and showed you the poster, out of everything you could have said about the poster, you said, oh, well, it's got John Cusack in it. And it's just so strange to me.
And Nicolas Cage, right?
You do like Nicolas Cage. I do like Nicolas Cage as well. I mean, I love this movie. I'm a big fan of this movie. I'm glad we watched it. I'm glad I finally got you to watch it. I think the best part is when Steve Buscemi's character is sitting with the little girl. I think that kind of got you at that point, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Is that when it turned for you, or is it when you realized the thing about the memes? I can't decide.
It was in the middle of that, those two.
Okay, so you're not upset we watched this one then?
No.
I kind of count that as a personal triumph. And like a non-character flaw in your point. You know what I mean? Like, you're on our team again. Welcome back. Okay. Now, since you've seen this and you said to me halfway through this, I can't believe Nicolas Cage is an action hero. And I realize that you are totally not clued into the Nicolas Cage action trilogy, which starts with The Rock, this Face Off, which we just watched. I mean, Trevor and I did a podcast for it, Movie Mavericks. So you know that. So I don't know why it stunned you so much. And Gone in 60 Seconds. Would you watch The Rock? Because you've never seen The Rock. And you like Bad Boys and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Score. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our podcast for tonight. I'm a very happy movie reviewer over here. And you're just smiling. So I know you enjoyed this experience as much as I did, right?
Yes.
All right, guys. We want to thank you for joining us. I'm Jason.
I'm Kailani.
We'll talk to you guys soon.